So I wanted to go ahead and give the top three evidences, geologically, of Noah's flood. The first one is just mountains. You can look at mountain ranges and see that they were formed catastrophically and very quickly through rapid plate tectonic shifts. Now, if you notice the rock layers on these pictures, they are bent rock. Now, you cannot bend hard rock. And so what that means is that when these mountains were forming, that they were soft and moist, and this is sediment that was being laid down, and plate tectonics pushed it up into place, and then it solidified in that position. And so we see mountain ranges all over the United States and all over the world, in fact, of complete bent rock that shows that they formed very rapidly. Now, if evolution were true, and according to the evolutionist perspective, these mountains slowly formed through plate tectonics, well, I'm sorry, the rocks simply would have crumbled, they would have broken, they would not have bent. Another reason that we know that the flood of Noah is a fact is because if you look at coal seams across the world, sandwiched between the layers of sediment, you'll actually find that they contain identical amounts of carbon-14 inside of each one. Now, carbon-14 only lasts 50,000 years, so you would expect if a layer formed slowly and another layer formed slowly over millions of years, that you would actually find no carbon-14 in the bottom layers and less as you move up. But in the catastrophic plate tectonic flood model, you find, and you would predict, to find identical amounts of C14 in all of the coal seams sandwiched between the layers. And sure enough, that's what we find. It's identical amounts, which means that all of that is the same vegetation being laid down in one event. When the Earth was experiencing plate tectonic movements and the continents were moving and the fountains of the deep broke open, as the Bible says, we would predict that certain of the crust of the Earth would actually be subducted into the mantle and would cause catastrophic plate tectonic shifts. But those rocks, those slabs of cold rock, we would predict would still be in the hot mantle of the Earth. Interestingly enough, NASA had done scans on the Earth and found that there are humongous slabs of cold rock that have sunk down into the Earth. And so you have gigantic slabs of cold rock that go 400 or even 500 miles down into the mantle towards the core. And so keep in mind, it's very hot there. Well, why do we find gigantic cold slabs of rock that have not heated up over the evolutionary timescale of millions of years and become uniform with the temperature in the Earth's mantle? Well, the fact is that 4,500 years ago, approximately, there was a flood where the fountains of the deep were broken open, and a process known as subduction happened where the crust of the Earth went down into the mantle and created mountains and earthquakes and catastrophic plate tectonics. And we would predict that those cold slabs of rock would still be there today. That can only be explained by Noah's flood and by what the Bible says when it told us that the fountains of the deep were broken open. So these are undeniable pieces of evidence. People can deny certain things, but there are certain things that are undeniable. What we see in the past is catastrophic events actually creating what we see today. These mountains that were formed by bent rock layers, yeah, that had to have taken place all in one event. You have identical amounts of C14 inside of coal seams all throughout the world. That means that that's the same vegetation all being laid down in one event. This is undeniable evidence. Only those who deny the facts will deny this evidence. And those who seek the truth will grab onto these pieces of evidence and use them to defend their faith. God bless, guys.